98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. J.J. Cale with Gypsy Man, starting off the 10 o'clock hour. Well, joining us in the studio right now, from SantaFe.com, the gourmet girl, Lynn Klein. Good morning.
Good morning, honey. How are you? Nice to see you.
It's great to see you right before the Thanksgiving.
I know. I can't believe we're already in November. I guess we can't really deny it anymore because we have snow on the ground. So, but yes, it's time for Thanksgiving. And are you cooking?
I am cooking something.
What are you cooking?
I am going to do in a slow cooker a recipe for dressing.
Ooh.
And then Susie's making Cornish hens.
Ooh, yum.
I know.
That seems to be a thing this year. Steaksmith Restaurant is serving Cornish game hens too.
Really? We've never done that before.
Wow. It's very classic. My mom used to make them all the time, but not for Thanksgiving. And then is it a Southern dressing?
I don't really know. I mean, maybe so because it has pecans in it. But I've never made this before. It cooks like for 5 hours. It ought to be really good, I hope.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
What are
delicious.
You doing?
Well, we are going to have Thanksgiving with some friends. So I'm making a sweet potato gratin.
Ooh.
And a pumpkin pie and an apple pie with homemade whipped cream with cinnamon scented, vanilla scented whipped cream. And I'm used to cooking a huge turkey every year. So it'll feel a little funny not being in the kitchen all day. But actually, it might be kind of nice.
Well, who's doing the turkey then?
You know Neil Polonsky.
Yes, of course.
Neil and his two boys, Elijah and Milan, and some other friends. And so we'll have a nice time. So it'll be fun.
That sounds like fun. Oh, yeah. Just quickly, how old are the boys now?
Well, let's see. Elijah, I think, is like 14.
Oh,
and Milan is like 11.
Crazy
talk. Isn't that incredible? Remember when they were little?
Yes, I do.
time flies.
Yes, it does.
And it gets even faster every day, it seems, anyway.
Well, that sounds delicious, you're going to be having.
Yeah, I can't wait. So we have a few new things to talk about, which are kind of exciting in the Santa Fe culinary scene. Sort of the big news, I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a wonderful chef who's been the Santa Fe School of Cooking instructor for a long time, and she also heads up the Santa Fe Community College's Culinary Arts Program. And her name is Michelle Retzer.
Oh, yeah. She's been on the show before.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, do you know that Michelle got a phone call just out of the blue one day recently from Bobby Flay's production company?
No way.
And yes, way. And they wanted to know if she was interested in competing to be a contestant on his new show, Beat Bobby Flay, on the Food Network.
Wow.
Which I think will start airing in February. It'll be a regular show. So she's gone on and had two Skype interviews and sent in some of her recipes and photos. And now she's waiting to hear if she's going to be going into New York in a few weeks to compete against another chef for a spot on the show.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, she's really excited. So this is kind of cool because, you know, a lot of our chefs in Santa Fe who've gotten national and international attention and awards are men. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but there was a recent cover story or story in Time magazine about why there aren't as many women chefs, which really irked a lot of women chefs because it was sort of not a very smartly written or intelligently thought out article. So, you know, everybody wrote back saying, you know, where are the women? Where are the women? So anyway, Michelle, to be getting this kind of acclaim is just wonderful. It's wonderful for Santa Fe because we've been on the Food Network quite a bit over the years. Chuck Hughes was just here doing his Eat the Street. And we've had a lot of our restaurants have been featured on different shows. So it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Michelle.
Yes. Good luck, Michelle. And then we have, of course, some new restaurants to talk about that have opened or are going to be opening. So we'll start with one of the bigger ones is... up at 10,000 Waves. Have you tried it?
No, not yet, but I'm so excited about it.
I can't wait. They had a soft opening, and then I guess they're now open, but on Facebook, the people who were lucky enough to be at the soft opening were raving. Somebody said it was the best new restaurant in Santa Fe in years.
Wow.
And it's helmed by Chef Kim Mueller, who used to be at Real Food Nation and Gallus Deo Inn. So, we should tell everybody the name of the restaurant is Izanami. So 10,000 Waves up on the hill. It might be a beautiful place to have a snowy dinner one night.
And they're supposed to have a huge selection of really good sake, and the building, or they built it, they say it's just gorgeous.
Oh, I bet. You know, it'd be really fun to like go up there and spend the night in one of those houses of the moon.
Wouldn't
you know, it? I mean, that would just be a nice holiday treat.
Stevie Nicks would show
hint,
up.
Hint.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
You there, Kyle? And the other exciting news is that Ristra, if you remember the chef for years, Xavier Grenet, he is off on his own now, which is sort of a surprise. But he's going to open a French restaurant called L'Olivier, And it will have things like croque monsieur, steak frites, you know, duck confit, all the great French foods. And he's even, Grenet has cooked for the James Beard Foundation and has been hailed by the New York Times for his menu at Ristra. So this will be a fun place to try.
Oh, yeah. When does that open?
I think it opens in December. Mm-hmm. So December 20th is the current date. And then have you tried Joseph's of Santa Fe?
No, that's one I've got to go there because I've heard so many great things from Johnny V and everybody.
Me too. Yeah. And I actually was in there the other day just to see, and it's so beautiful. It's like, it has this sort of, you know, it hints back to Joseph's Table with some of the gorgeous folk art pieces he has in there. And then it's cozy. He's real, and he's put in a bar, and he's got a whole bar menu with his famous duck fat fries with homemade ketchup. And so anyway, that's going to become a big popular place, I'm sure, and get a lot of national attention. And then also, I recently was invited to a small food sampling at Jalapenos. Have you tried?
I have not yet.
It's where Guadalupe
yes.
Cafe was.
Mm-hmm.
Their menu is incredible. I tried, they have mole, green and red, or red. And then they've got, street tacos and incredible salsas and enchiladas suizas. I mean, I sampled a whole bunch of things and I was completely impressed by what they have there. So it's not exactly new, but it's newish. And mm-hmm. I guess they were in a different location before. So they've recently moved into this place. So, and then of course, have you tried this new food truck down here called Bang Bite?
Over by Connie's,
where La Pod was.
I have not tried it yet, but tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's kind of unique because it's not like you can sort of, it's seasonal fare, and it's like healthy, fresh ingredients, and he's got things like a Thanksgiving blue plate special as a trailer-style fried turkey dinner. But he also has soups, burgers, tacos, seafood, pasta. He, by the way, his name is Enrique Guerrero, and he worked for Daniel Boulud in New York City at the fabled Le Cirque restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And also he worked for Thomas Keller of the very revered French Laundry, probably the best restaurant in the country. And then he's also worked in Scalo in Albuquerque and then La Casa Sena. So he also ran on the, I guess it's called La Mancha, which was a restaurant at the Galisteo Inn for a while. And when it was selected, when he was cooking there, it was selected by Condé Nast Traveler as one of the country's hottest tables.
Wow.
So we've got some cool stuff happening. There's also a food truck, I can't recall its name right now, on St. Francis Drive. Have you seen this one? Serving Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh, yeah, I think it's on Cordova, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
And I heard from someone.
Oh, no, it is on St. Francis.
St. Francis, yeah. Yes, St. Francis. I heard it was really good. And I'm a big fan of Philly. Every time I go back on the East Coast every summer or fall, I get a big old Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And I eat the whole thing with the cheese whiz.
Of course.
And if you're in the know or if you're local in Philly, you know to order your cheesesteak with cheese. That's how they say it. With cheese, as opposed to with cheese. So anyway, it's a whole culture around that. But and then, of course, one other thing that just recently happened, Joseph Santa Fe Pulse organized this first annual pumpkin baking competition. And it was held on Saturday at Tecolote. There were probably like 25 or 30 entries.
Wow.
And especially what was so cool about it was to see all the kids that showed up with their creative cupcakes. Like one guy had a cupcake that was decorated with orange frosting and then it had a little cocoa meringue that went on the top like a stem. I mean, we just had it amazing. And the winners were a New Mexican, it was a pumpkin flan with pepita, toasted pepita seeds, maple pumpkin spice whoopie pie. And then what was the third one? A beautifully decorated pumpkin spice cake. Amazing. So,
oh, wow.
Well, hopefully next year, you know, we'll have a good turnout, but next year more people will come too. And have you tried any new restaurants lately?
No, I have not.
Nothing new?
No.
But you went to Il Piatto for your birthday.
Well, we were going to, but something came up. Anyway, look, something shiny over there.
Gosh.
There you go.
All right. Well, hey, it's almost time to think about Christmas shopping, holiday shopping. Black Friday, are you going to stay home? And
oh, God, yes.
Me too. I don't even go out.
Oh, no.
And maybe go to the bosque and look at the birds far away from the mall.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Well,
good.
I hope you have a great Thanksgiving,
I
you and Kyle
you
and everybody.
Too. I hope your stuffing is great and everything turns out well and you feast all day and have a merry time.
Well, I'll let you know how it turns out next
time. I'll see you then, honey. Thanks
okay.
again.
The Gourmet Girl, Lynn Klein, and you can read her blog at santafe.com. Thank you so much, darling. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, honey.